You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, 8 places in the New Testament where it talks about Sunday, the first day of the week. Not a single one of them is a day of worship, a day that you go to church. So if you're not Catholic, because they're the ones that, what became the Catholic Church, that changed it, Constantine, the Roman Emperor, in 354 AD, passed a law saying there shall be no more Judaizing on the Sabbath. And he said he was going to kill whoever was found guilty of it. So he wanted to get rid of it. Which day of the week did Paul keep? And which day of the week did he teach the Gentile converts to observe? Acts 13:13, it says, now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returning to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia. And they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, that Saturday, folks, and sat down. Verse 15, and after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue went to them, saying, men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Paul didn't keep Sunday. He was a tent maker. He worked 6 days of the week. He worked on Sunday. He observed the Sabbath. That's when he went and worshiped God. Acts chapter 13, verse 42 says, so when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now notice, folks, there were Gentiles there, and when they heard what Paul had to say about Jesus, they begged that next Sabbath they could learn more. They didn't say... And Paul didn't say, oh, hey, tomorrow's the Lord's Day. Just come back tomorrow and we'll have church. Jews have a synagogue. Christians have church. No, the next Sabbath. Verse 43. Now, when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. Folks, if you were there and you wanted to learn about Jesus, you wouldn't have come back on Sunday the next day. You would have had to wait till next Sabbath, 7 days later. Nowhere, nowhere did early Christians keep Sunday. It's a sin. Sin is transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4. You know, if you don't know any better, if you're doing it in ignorance, you know, God will forgive you. All you got to do is repent. But if you knowingly do it, you're violating the fourth commandment. You're giving God the middle finger. You can't do that and get away with it. It's not acceptable. Over and over and over, it's Sunday. It's a counterfeit day. It's Satan's day. Sunday. It's S-U-N, sun, like up in the sky, day. It's the venerable day of the sun. It's the day that the pagans worshipped. It's a high holy day for pagans, not Christians, not Christianity. The New Testament doesn't tell you to do this. Please, just quit sinning.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.